Adrian Lane asked me if I'd make this tape so that I could simply talk to you about the mission which we're having in June, July. I'm sure you know that Paul Barnett and I are going to be associated with you in evangelising your friends on the campus. Now, the purpose of this tape is simply to tell you how much we're looking forward to preaching the gospel and to being associated with you in this venture, and to ask you if you'll do several things by way of preparation. The first thing I want to ask you to do is to continue to keep praying for us. I really think that prayer is at the very heart of all spiritual blessing, and it's hard to do because it is so effective. You can be sure that the devil will take every opportunity to try and sidetrack us from doing hard, consistent praying about the mission. I wonder, first of all, if you'll pray for us, both for Paul and myself, as we do our preparation and as we front up and preach, both in the open air and at those public meetings which have been listed. And can I say, too, that it would be a great help to us if we could be assured that even while we're speaking, that you're bearing us up in your prayers. Pray, will you, that we'll speak accurately and succinctly, and pray that that word will be attended by the Holy Spirit and it will come with power. The second thing I want to ask you to do is to pray for yourself and your own personal witness. It's a great mistake to believe in the time of mission that the missioner or the missioners will be able to provide all of the evangelistic opportunities. I'm sure that as a Christian person yourself, you sense your own obligation to take the gospel out to your friends. And so will you pray for each other and yourself at this time, and especially during the time of the mission, that you'll be looking for opportunities to speak to your friends by way of introduction to the meetings and by way of follow-up from the meetings. The third thing under the heading of prayer that I'd like to ask you to pray about is this. Will you specifically pray for somebody or bodies that you are going to invite to come to the meetings? And look around now and make a short list, or you can make a long one if you like, but sit down now and make a list of people that you intend to invite and pray now that they will say yes to your invitation. Now, the second thing I want to say, having spoken about prayer, is to ask you about your view of the gospel. And I think I want to ask you this sort of question. Do you really believe that the gospel can convert your friends? That's the sort of expectation I'm looking for. I spent 4 months last year at Great St. Helens in London. It was a wonderful experience for me because every Tuesday they have a very large service for businessmen and they are evangelistic. In the 6 weeks that I preached at those services, I was introduced to new people who'd been brought by their friends to hear the gospel, and I didn't preach once that I wasn't introduced to these sort of people. And it was refreshing and exciting because underlying that showed me quite clearly that these people really did believe that the gospel would convert their friends. And because they believed that it would do it, they brought their friends to the gospel so they could hear it. Now I want to ask you, do you really believe the gospel can convert your friends? If you've lost your nerve about the gospel, you'll be frightened and you won't bring anybody. Mind you, you might be frightened even if you haven't lost your nerve. And so let me, just at this moment, focus your mind on what Paul says about the gospel. Here's Romans 1:16. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. The reason why the apostle, against all temptations to be frightened of people and to be intellectually ashamed, maybe, or some other fear, against all the pressures to be ashamed of the gospel, the reason which caused him not to be ashamed was that he recognized the gospel to be the powerful way God changes people's lives. Now, if I want to say anything to you, I want to say that. I want to say it to myself. We're all under temptation to be frightened. When it comes to inviting our friends to come and hear the gospel, you will be frightened, I will be frightened. When it comes to actually confronting people with the gospel in a person-to-person dialoguing situation, I am frightened. You are frightened. We are all apprehensive about it. But the thing which will cause us to be able to overcome that apprehension is not only our prayers, but an absolute confidence that the gospel is the way God has ordained to change people's lives, and if we faithfully preach the gospel, and we'll certainly aim to do that, if we faithfully preach the gospel, God will call out people and he'll convert them. Let me conclude by saying how much we really are both looking forward to it, but how we're looking to you to bear us up in your prayers, and most especially to be active in evangelism yourself, and in particular at the time of the mission, to not only make sure that you are at the meetings yourself, but that you don't come empty-handed.